Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw
hello.
Crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
That's Ken Heap bringing this back. Well, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Stacy Brown Randall, author of Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. But sometimes you got to ask too, don't you, Stacy? Welcome back. Thanks again for being here. Sometimes you do have to ask. Obviously, you ask to begin with, and then hopefully they come in after that. But there are a lot of different ways to get referrals. But is there a unique strategy? Is there something special that we need to be doing right now as we enter what I'm calling the post-pandemic era in the economy? What's different about now?
Yeah, so I'll say two things, just kind of with the start of your question. So I actually teach people that you never should ask. You don't even need to ask in the beginning to get someone to actually start referring you. So asking for referrals or paying for them or being like that overly promotional and gimmicky, or just there are three referral triggers that we've been talking about.
The one I love, Stacy, is when they hand you three cards.
No. Right. Yep. Do you know?
I'll say, right. Do you have a card? And they'll say, yeah, here's three. Give two away. What?
Right.
I love that, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there are some crazy tactics that people will do. And, you know, I get it. It's all about trying to see what will work. But I know that, you know, asking will work for some people. It's a minority, though. You ask the majority of people, like, no, I don't want to ask. It's uncomfortable. And what I did was figure out how to avoid asking, too, and still be able to generate referrals. So I actually teach how don't ask, never ask. You shouldn't be asking. And there's a different strategy for referrals. But to the second part of your question, you know, kind of what you should be doing right now, kind of as we move into this post-pandemic, if that's hopefully that's what we get to, like, and continue to see this become, but it's really making sure you're taking care of the people who in the past have referred you, and making sure that you're, like we were talking about earlier, you're not going dark on them, that you are investing and leaning into those relationships. You're seeing how they're doing. You know, my students who are in my program, they have a referral plan. Just like they have a prospecting plan and a marketing plan, they have a referral plan. And so they're continuing to execute on that so they don't go dark on their referral sources during this time. We've been shifting messages around because of what's happening, but really investing in those relationships. But even if you don't have a referral plan, most important thing you can do is be taking care of your referral sources during this time. And that's super important that people overlook. And then, of course, if you don't know who your referral sources are, well, that's the number one action you need to be taking right now is go look at your clients,
right.
Figure out what was their lead generation source, who was their referral source if they were referred, and make sure you have a list of your referral sources and then a plan in place to nurture those relationships and take care of them and use the right language so that you can actually generate more referrals. But right now, if you know who your referral sources are, you got to take care of them.
Isn't performance the best referral activity? Just perform outrageously, love up your customers, wrap them up in service, go over the top. Isn't that the best referral source? I mean, just do a good job.
So here's what I always tell folks that's interesting. You cannot be referred without doing a good job. Like,
that's
it's
right.
Impossible to receive referrals based on doing choppy work or not even good work, right? Like, you have to do a great job. But that is leaving it up to chance sometimes, just if you're doing a great job. Some people need a little bit of nurturing to start thinking about you from a referral
right.
perspective.
Sometimes
not everybody
you need
wakes
to
up
remind
every day.
People, some people who love you, they don't. Some people love you don't think about how they can help you. And that's exactly right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just, you know, it's important to kind of keep in mind that some people will refer you naturally because that's who they are, that's what they do. But there is another group of your clients, your centers of influence, people in your network that could refer you too if you just took care of them. And, of course, to your point, you know, I always tell people, this is my disclaimer, you can't get referrals if you don't do great work. So start there. But then focus on there's relationships with people who can refer you. It's not it's not complicated. This is not a difficult thing to do, but just like anything in our businesses, it does take some time, so you have to be willing to set aside that time and do the work.
Well, and another thing, what I always tried to do was to get referrals without the other person even knowing that's what I'm doing. You know, go take them to lunch, spend some time with them. What can I do to help you? And in the course of a conversation, once you get to know people, if there's someone that can really help you, spend some time with them. If they'll give you the time, spend some time with them and let it come up in a conversation. What do you think, Stacey?
So that's what I always tell folks when you have somebody you want to refer you, right? The most important thing you can do is to build a connection with them. And I teach this to all my students. The number one way to turbocharge somebody else deciding to help you and give you referrals is to help them first. It's just simple human behavior, human dynamics.
Pay it forward, right? That's beautiful. Pay it forward is one of the most, I love what Dave Longaberger said, the basket guy. He said the future success will depend upon the relationships that you build. And that's what we're talking about right now. Stacey, I need your website one more time and tell us quickly about your book.
It's StaceyBrownRandall.com. Stacey has an E, and the book is Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. And it's available wherever books are sold. There's audio version, ebook version, and of course, the printed copy as well. And it walks you through my 5-step process of how to build a referral plan in your business.
Five. Count them. 5 steps, ladies and gentlemen. It's right there. I'm looking at my copy. Hey, Stacey, good job today. Come back soon.
I would love to. Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Stacey Brown Randall, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.